Hey everyone, it's Shantae. Welcome back to another episode of the My Dead Epiphany audio show. I hope your month has been going well, and I hope that you've been doing well with working towards some of the goals that you set, whether they're financial or personal. I know last month we talked about just the things to do to actually reach your goals and how to set habits and just kind of transform your routines and how you work toward those goals that you have, so you can make progress. But this episode, I want to talk about a little bit about the freebie that I have for this month. And then I also want to talk about emergency funds too. So first off is the February freebie. I decided to do a finance date worksheet, which I thought would be very fitting for this month. But it's just super important to, especially if you are in a committed relationship where you're doing finances together, or if you're married, to be on the same page financially with your partner most of the time year round. So while it's trendy to talk about couples and relationships now in February, I just want you to keep in mind that this is something that we want to be consistent with. So the finance date worksheet is in the email this week, and you can download it if you want. You don't have to, but I find it helpful to have finance dates with my husband. We started a few years ago, maybe like 4 years ago. Just doing managing money with someone else is really hard. It's challenging, and I think we need to acknowledge that first off and understand that just not being on the same page financially can lead to just disagreements, arguments about money. We know that money fights is a leading cause of divorce. So we definitely want to try to have those conversations, those real conversations with our partners, see what they think about money and budgeting and certain goals. And we love to just sit down and go over things. We have a finance date, maybe I'd say like once a week when my husband gets paid, because he gets paid weekly at his job. And then I'm self-employed and freelance, so I kind of like pay myself monthly. So what we do is we sit down and we have one big kind of talk over, at the beginning of the month about our goals, what happened last month, what we're looking forward to, any upcoming expenses, just planning things out with our budget. And then every week around his payday, we'll sit down and we'll talk and just kind of track our progress, hold each other accountable. Really just, it's not a time to, I guess it's a time to compromise, I would say, because we've had some finance dates where things didn't always go well. But I think it's important to really set the intention that you want to manage money well together, and you want to just really see what your vision is and your goal for your life and how money is going to play a role in that. No matter what you're trying to do, money is going to be involved in some type of way. So it's so important to have these conversations and just encourage each other. So I'm hoping that this worksheet will just kind of help guide you on certain things to discuss. And this is by no means a overarching comprehensive thing, but it's just something to kind of help get your creative wheels turning and, have some good conversations with your partner and make some progress toward your financial goals together and just feel more confident about money overall. So that's the February freebie. Hope you enjoy it. Next, I wanted to get into emergency funds and just kind of talk a little bit about that, and also share a project that I've been working on that I really can't wait to share with you all. But I've just been thinking a lot about emergency funds lately, because we're in a situation last year where we had to use a lot of our emergency fund and basically almost drain it. And I'm just so grateful that we had an emergency fund first off. But I know that I have some blog posts and content about emergency funds, and I know that there's other content online too. But over time, I kind of feel just like deep down that the things that I've seen online are just not enough. I will say I'm like hesitant. I feel like a lot of what I see is like just, oh, it's important to have an emergency fund and you need to save money and just go ahead and do this. Like, this is what you need to do. And people have a lot of just struggle with saving a large amount of money. The average family, it's hard for them to even miss a couple days of work, let alone save a month or have like 6 weeks of expenses. But we really focused, my husband and I, in 2021, we focused on really just building our emergency fund. And I'm so happy we did, because we ended up moving out of state about 7 months ago and just did not anticipate that it was going to be so stressful and overwhelming and just financially draining, because we listed our house for sale in May, long story short, and then we had a buyer, basically went up to closing, and then it fell through, the buyer backed out, the interest rates had went up around that time, and the buyer was just like, well, I can't really afford this mortgage payment anymore. So that caused some issues with us. We had their earnest money for a little bit, but we ended up having to just kind of, things weren't working out with our realtor. We had to get a new realtor. The new realtor that we got, she wanted us to do all this stuff with the house. So we had to spend money kind of fixing up our house, doing things. We also had to pay the mortgage there in our empty house, and we had to pay the rent where we are here in Tennessee. So we were paying for two houses at one time, and then I was traveling back and forth up there to Illinois to do things, and that was money. So it really just, we really had to rely on our emergency fund, because it was hard to pay for two homes and all these other things that were going on. And we didn't want to not pay our mortgage, because that would just mess up our credit. And then we had to pay our bills here. So we honestly wouldn't have been able to do it without a sizable emergency fund. And realizing that, I'm definitely focused on rebuilding our emergency fund. But I've also decided to go ahead and create a resource to help other people as well who are just looking to save for their emergency fund and just prepare for the unexpected, because we never know what's going to happen in the future. And there's definitely, I've seen a lot of layoffs lately. Like, I don't know if we're in layoff season, and it's not always about your job either. You know, if your car has issues or something, I feel like every time life's going good, I have something going on with my car. So I definitely try to focus on preparing and saving for that, because that can cause disruptions in our family. And also with us, like, my husband and I didn't even lose our jobs. We just had a big expense that we had to pay, and it was very unexpected. So I created an emergency fund class that I'm finishing up, that I'm going to be sharing with everybody later this month. And I'm really excited about it, because like I said, I feel like emergency funds are such an underrated topic, where it's not always effective or as helpful to tell people to just do it, you know, to save this money, when maybe you're dealing with things like obstacles such as living paycheck to paycheck, or living in a high cost of living area, or maybe you have debt and things like that. So with this emergency fund class, I'm really diving into some of those issues and talking about ways to overcome them and just helping you really get a strategy. So there's four parts to the class, and we're going to be setting goals. I'm going to help you calculate how much you need to save in your emergency fund, because it's different for everyone. We're going to be talking about a lot of those obstacles that I mentioned. I'm going to be giving you realistic ways to actually save money, and things that I've done that have helped me, and just going more in depth and more specific about those things. And then also in part four, we're going to talk a little bit about making more money, because you can only save so much. It only cuts your cost by so much. So we're going to be talking about, what does that look like for you realistically in your life? Because again, this is not a one size fit all thing for everyone. And then I'm going to be sharing with you how to jumpstart your savings, and what I would recommend that you do to give yourself, whether you have something saved or like nothing saved at all, how to give yourself a $500 boost and get that money and put that into your emergency fund. And that's going to be so motivating to just start your savings journey with that $500. So we're going to be going through a lot of stuff in the class, and it's not super long. I kind of just boiled down everything I know and have learned to the most important, most effective things and strategies that are going to help you. And it's going to be way more in-depth and valuable, I believe, than a blog post, which there's nothing wrong with blog posts. But I feel like we need to be talking about this more, and it's serious. And if you've had this goal for a while, like I had an emergency fund goal for years, and like I just never met it. So, you know, in terms of should you take this class, or do you have to do this? No, I mean, you can definitely save and build your emergency fund without signing up for anything or doing the emergency fund class with me. But I would definitely just ask yourself what your intention is and how it's been going for you, because there's nothing bad about just needing some extra help or accountability to reach your goals. Like I related to a personal trainer at the gym. Like, why would you get a personal trainer when you can go to the gym, you know how to use the machine, you could read on the machine how to use it, you know what you need to do, but you do it because it's that extra accountability and because you want someone to give you just a proven method, tell you what to do, what to implement, so that way you don't waste your time, your effort, your energy. So that's kind of my idea behind this emergency fund class, is just to walk alongside you and just help you be able to reach this goal quicker, because you never know when something unexpected is coming up, and you're going to feel so good when you reach that goal. When you have that fully funded emergency fund, you're going to feel so much peace of mind when you have something set aside to fall back on in a rainy day. So that's really just my heart behind that and my goal with it. Just wanted to share that it's coming up, so just keep an eye out. I'll send an email out or do a post or something when I have the class ready and all the tools that I'm going to be offering with it. And just wanted to just continue to encourage you on your journey, and just know that I'm always here to help support your financial goals and what you're going after, and that I'm honored to be a part of your journey. I'm honored that you interact with my blog and that you've opted in to get emails. And I just can't wait to just hear more about your success and what you're able to do this year.